Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy,
joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh,
what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as I open your word, Father, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, Father, to give us the revelation and the truth of this, your word, Father, so that we be not deceived by mankind, but that we can stand and walk upright according to thy word and walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and do according to your will for each of us, Father. Now be with us throughout this study, and I ask this in the sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. This evening. And we're going to say Jesus with some more of his work and his ways, teaching us really how we need to be walking. All right. Now, pardon you all. I had something tickling my nose, causing me to sneeze. All right, now, here beginning with verse 1. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. 3. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. 5. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? You see, he's really only asking him this in order to try to trick him. But Jesus is way ahead of them. They never learn that he doesn't know even their minds what they're thinking. Now, as we take a look at those 5 verses, we see that this woman caught in adultery were not normally brought to Jesus. The scribes and the Pharisees were seeking to trick him to see whether he would uphold the law or defend the sinner. Now, Moses commanded, as they put it, they quoted the Old Testament accurately, if not completely, when they quoted and told that Moses commanded in the law, commanded that she should be stoned. Well, that was in the law. But you see, Jesus came to fulfill the law. Now, but there are other things that he has come to do also. That's to fulfill the law and to change a lot of things that was going on that should not be going. Now, here in 6, this they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. His finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Just like he didn't hear him, but he's writing on the ground. 7. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Now, whichever one of you has no sin, you can throw. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. 9. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. You see, that eldest left first really admitted that they were sinners. Now, here in 10, when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he saith unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. He forgave her her sins right then. He didn't put it that way, but that's what he did when he told her to go and sin no more. Now, 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You know, you hear me talk about those they are walking in darkness. Because, you see, I'm not talking about the light of day out there, or the candlelight or nothing that way. I'm talking about the sin of darkness. We know that Jesus is the light of the world. And when we go to him and repent and we are baptized in his name and we ask him into our lives, you see, we then begin walking in light, his light, the light of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, the light of learning about the word of Almighty God. Now, and he's talking about even giving us then the light of life. Now, 13. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Because he is telling who he is, these Pharisees, filled with all of their religion, is telling him that because he is saying who he is, that that record's not true. And as I told you before, if religion is what you've got, that religion will send you to hell. You don't want religion. You see, all of those idol worshipers had religion. You, in order to make heaven your home, need Christianity. You've got to be a child of the living God and walk in his word in righteousness and filled by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now, 14. Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But you cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. He letting them know that they can't tell because they don't have the knowledge of the word that it takes in order to know him and to know the truth about him. 15. He tells them, he says, ye judge after the flesh. He says, I judge no man. No, not right now, but he will. 16. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. 17. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. Now, you see, you hear me talk a whole lot about we're never alone. The Lord Jesus Christ lives within us. The Holy Spirit lives within us. And also the Father. Because the Father is in Jesus. And Jesus is in the Father. And that makes the two of them in us. That is what Jesus told us. Now, as we've already read and studied that. Now, 18. He said, I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. So you see, he let them know he's not alone either. There's two of them that bears witness. And you see, we have one more than that that can bear witness of who and what we are in this life. Because we have the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the Father, and we have the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now, 19. Then said they unto him, where is thy Father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. Ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. Because the Father is there with him. And if they had known really Jesus and really known him, they would have known that he had the Father with him. The Father was there. Now, this is what he was talking to them about. Now, 19. Then said they unto him, where is thy Father? Now we'll come on down to 20. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple. And no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Now, 21. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Now, 22. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself because he saith, whither I go, you cannot come? 23. And he said unto them, you are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. 24. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And they're not believing any. The Pharisees, the scribes, no. No, they're not believing any. Now, then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. Now, 26. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have. 27. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. You see, they have no understanding of him at all. And most today are not understanding truly about this word of Almighty God and who the Lord Jesus is, what his work is about, or even if he is working today. Because most that are walking today in darkness don't believe he works today. And that's why we're not seeing the power of God in our churches, is because they don't have the faith and the belief to believe that God is still working miracles and signs and wonders today. But yet he does. Not much, because they have turned away from him and against him and rejected him. And that's why they're not seeing the work done. Now, because those that really believe in him can see a lot of work that Jesus is doing today. Now, Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. Lifted up the Son refers to the crucifixion, because that's what they did. They put him on that cross and lifted him up for his death. But if they had really known what they were doing at that time, they probably would not have done it. They wanted rid of him just that bad. 29. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And you and I are to be doing the same thing. The things that please Almighty God the Father. Because when we become that born-again child of the living God, we have also become his son, one of his sons. And we have even an inheritance with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's according to his word, not mine, his. Now, you see, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Now he's getting some believers on him to believe in him. 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. You see, we have to walk in the word. No other way. And we can't walk in the word and walk in the ways of this world. The two don't mix. And we're told in God's word, we can't do it. In fact, we've been told that several times just in the last few days. 31. Come on down to 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. 33. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily. There's that verily, verily again. In other words, pay attention. I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. You see the boldness and the strength of his speech to them? 38. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your Father. Uh-oh. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham? Letting them know they're not doing what Abraham did or said either. 41. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. 43. Why do ye understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Pretty strong, isn't it? 46. Which of you convicteth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? 47. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. And there's a lot of that going on today. They have no idea about the word of God. Because most don't want to spend time to really learn it. And they spend less time with our Heavenly Father in prayer. And they want to pray to other gods. We've got churches that praise the other gods. They will praise the angels and the saints to the mother of Jesus. And they're told not to. We're told how to pray. We're told to pray to the Father and do so in Jesus' name. 48. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Now they're accusing him of having a devil. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. 51. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see. 52. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste of death. 53. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answers, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his sayings. Child of God, that is what you and I are supposed to be doing today, because we are heirs and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ, if so be that we are a born-again child of the living God. Now, 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. That statement should have shook them up real good, don't you think? And it did so to the point that then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by, because it was not yet his time. We have now come to the end of chapter 8, and we'll be stopping here for the study this evening. And I pray that you have gotten something from this that has moved you closer, not only to the Lord Jesus, but to the Father and to the Holy Spirit. All three. Because you see, God has worked with mankind as all three. In the beginning, in the Old Testament, from creation unto and through the law of Moses, he worked with man as the Father. The Lord God in the Father. Then he became the Lord Jesus Christ and worked even here on the earth 3.5 years ministry as the Lord Jesus. Then went back to heaven. And then sent back to you and I the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us the strength, the power, the knowledge, and the wisdom we need in order to make heaven our home. We pray that you have really gotten something from this tonight, each and every one of you. All right, let us go to prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, I thank you for your word, Father. I thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for your word and for a time that we can come together to share with each other your word, Father, so that we may learn the right way and that we may learn of you and the Father and the Holy Spirit so that we can stand upright, walk in salvation in the Spirit. This we're told to do in the Word. Father, I pray for Israel and Jerusalem. Pray for peace to them. But even more than that, Father, I pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. And this land of ours that has turned its back upon the Lord God, Jesus, His Word, His Church, and His people, and has become so filled with evil because of those evil ones that are sitting in high places in our government that has brought all this evil upon this land and our people. And I pray, Father, for them to be removed from office and replaced with those that are walking in righteousness, that loves you, loves the Lord Jesus, loves your church, your people, and this nation. And that will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation for which it was founded, that being your word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, for those that's in my heart, Father, Kenny Powell, Dennis Lee, James Taylor, Amy, Tom, Jacob, Bobby Miller, Darrell, Debbie, Courtney and Shane, Sue, Father, my wife, myself, and for each of us, I pray for the families, for our grandchildren, our children, our great-grandchildren, Father, and for those of our family that are walking in darkness, that the Holy Spirit will work with them and help them to come to a knowledge of knowing they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their life and that they can be brought to the light of the Lord, and repent and begin a new life so that none be lost will be able to make heaven their home. Now, as we separate for this evening and the night, Father, keep us in health, keep us safe, and bring us all back together come morning at 10 a.m. and back into your word. This, Father, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great, great day and a great night. Walk with God, He'll walk with you. Good evening.